The Weeknd and Ariana Grande and Save Your Tears on RT Radio 1. Now, stop what you're doing. Do you know how many streaming services you're signed up to? What about e-books, audiobooks, data storage? As we all know, it's easy to sign up to a streaming service on a free trial. They sort of catch you in there. Or they might have a special offer and then you forget to cancel. Well, Ciara O'Brien, business and technology journalist with the Irish Times, joins us now to tell us how best to keep subscription costs down. Hello, Ciara.
Hello, how are you?
I remember talking to you before and you had added up all your subscriptions to streaming services and it came to over €500 a year. Is that correct?
Yep, and it's probably a little bit more now because the prices have gone up since we last spoke. So
right.
I'm actually afraid to add it all up. But I've trimmed some of them down, including the ones that I didn't realise that I was paying for, which was kind of what sparked that particular piece in the Irish Times.
Yes, yeah.
So I speak to you as somebody who has learned from my habits.
Right, okay. There are so many things and they're all over the place. They're on the TV, they're on our phones, they're on various, you know, if you have accounts, they're on different accounts. So how do we do an audit on what we've signed up for? What's the best way to do it?
So what I've learned to do is to have, I have a Revolut account and I have one card that all of my subscriptions go onto that card, because then not only do I know what's coming out every month or every week or however often these subscriptions are paid out, I also know what's coming up and I can see, you know, what I'm paying out, how much and who I'm paying it to. Because the problem is, like, I got caught by this, like everybody does it, you know, you sign up to something, you forget you've signed up to it and before you know it, it's coming out every month. And it was a different case when people had, you know, they used ATMs more often than they used their debit card in a shop. But now with contactless payments, you know, there's €4, €5, €6 payments, you know, say if you go out and get lunch or you just run into the shop to grab milk. And it's very easy to actually lose the subscriptions in between all those, because before you got your statement and you could kind of see, you know, if something was out of place because you didn't use the card that often. I use my card a few times a day now. If I want to go through my bank statement, it's an absolute nightmare. And most of them, you don't even know what they are because, you know, it's a string of numbers and there might be a few letters at the end. And it's kind of like a, you know, it's trying to spot the subscription. People are getting caught out by this. And before you know where you are, I mean, you think about it, like €7 a month, it adds up over the year. And rather be in your pocket or be paying for a service you're actually using than to be paying for something that's just, you know, basically leeching money and you're not actually getting any value out of it.
So first bit of advice, put them all on the same card. Now, the curse of free trials, because they are designed to pull you in, aren't they?
They are. And I think especially if so, you get a 7-day free trial and then something is per month, or, you know, you might pay €30 for the year. The amount of times I've got caught by that. So now what I do is, especially if you sign up through your app store, whether it's Android or Apple, if you go, as soon as you sign up for the free trial, go straight and cancel it. Because what will usually happen is you will still have access to the service for the duration of the free trial, but it doesn't automatically roll over into a subscription at the end of those 7 days. You've already cut off the free trial and said, I don't want this to continue. Now, if you decide that you do want to continue the service, you can always go back in and activate the subscription. But it's easier to do that than to try and get your money back for something, especially if it's a yearly subscription. I mean, I'm still paying for something I signed up for in the pandemic because I've forgotten which card it went onto, and it's like €150 for the year. It's a fitness thing. I do actually use it, but I keep meaning to cancel it because I've got so many different services. I'm like, this is one I can definitely lose. You know, I can go for a walk, or I can, you know, use one of the other services that I'm signed up for. But I miss the cutoff every year, and I've just missed the cutoff again. So
what does that mean?
If
you want to cancel it, you have to do it within a certain amount of time before the renewal comes up. Is that it?
There are some services, like some services will let you cancel up until the day before. But when you sign up for something, read the fine print, because there are some services that, first of all, they're not as easy to cancel as they are to sign up to. So you click a button to sign up, but to cancel your subscription, you have to give them a written notice in triplicate, preferably, you know, carried on the back of an eagle and dropped into their inbox, you know, 20 days.
Okay, here's the thing. You brought us nicely onto this because, you know, I think, right, I've been saying it for years, that it should be as easy to unsubscribe as it is to subscribe. But it's not.
It should be.
Yes.
It is not. But that may be about to change because there are moves both in the US and in Europe to solve that problem and to make it as easy to cancel as it is to sign up. Because you're right, it should be. I mean, if I sign up for something through the App Store, I can usually cancel it through the App Store. That's fine. But I think for about 3 years, I was paying for a subscription to a magazine and I had no idea where I'd signed up for it. So I couldn't figure out how to cancel it. And it was just by chance I discovered it was actually through Amazon. But yeah, if things were as easy to sign up for as they were to cancel, I don't want to ring somebody to cancel a subscription. I don't want to send written confirmation. I want to just be able to click a button and say, please stop charging me for this. And that's where we come back to, you know, putting it on the one card, because with Revolut, you can actually block future payments. Uh-huh. I accidentally signed up to something thinking I was signing up for a month and it turns out I signed up for a year. So I just blocked the payments, cancelled the card, created a new card. And then, you know, every time they try to charge the card no longer exists. So, you know, obviously you shouldn't rely on that and you should, you know, go through their cancellation procedures as well, which I did. But, you know, this was just kind of like a belt and braces approach. Cancel the subscription, get rid of the card, block all future payments, and they shouldn't be able to charge you any more for it.
And that's by design, Ciara, isn't it? That it's more difficult to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. So it's encouraging that legislators in other countries, at least, are going to help us.
Yeah, well, hopefully they will. I mean, you know, the wheels of these things can turn very, very slowly. Mm. But yes, there is movements there because, I mean, from a fairness point of view, you know, it's the same with anything. You know, if it's as easy as clicking three buttons to sign up, it should be as easy as clicking three buttons to cancel it. And I shouldn't have to give 10 working days notice because that's the other thing. They say give 10 days notice, but it turns out working days, which is actually 2 weeks for most people.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned already that you can go into your app store. So you give the instructions here. So go to settings. Tap on your iCloud ID, just give those to us and you should have a list of subscriptions there.
Yes, there are. If they're under your iCloud ID, and there is a subscriptions tab, and you can see the list of trials, the active services, and the expired subscriptions. Now, if there's one that's active that you don't want anymore, you just select it, and you can go in and cancel the subscription from there. And on Android, you go in through the Play Store, and there's if you click on your profile picture and select payments and subscriptions, there's a subscriptions tab under there as well, so you can cancel them from there. So they're fairly easy to cancel if you've signed up through your App Store. The trade-off there is sometimes it can actually cost more to sign up through the app stores because they charge a certain premium to the content providers, so they charge you more.
Now, just before I let you go, a question on, do you know when they ask you when you're signing up, will you allow them to track your behaviour on other apps? I always say no.
Oh, I never do that.
Yeah.
Oh, never. Absolutely not.
Who would say yes to that?
I think they're relying, because if sometimes when you say no, they say, oh, but you know, you won't get targeted ads. And look, you're going to end up getting the ads for the foot fungus treatments and all that stuff and the weird games. But you know, like, it's almost like a punishment for not allowing them to target ads at you. But I would actually rather they weren't tracking all of my behaviour online and tracking all of my movements online. To be honest, the foot fungus ads are probably a small price to pay to avoid them basically scooping up all that data, because that data is valuable to them.
Yes.
So, you know, by virtue of the fact that just the obstreperous part of me just doesn't want them to have it. But also, you know, I'm entitled to a bit of privacy online. So, you know, if I can stop people tracking me as much as possible, I will. This is the other reason why I use VPNs and stuff like that. But that's a whole other conversation.
That's another day's work. Okay.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Ciara O'Brien, business and technology journalist of the Irish Times. Thanks for talking to us today. Ciara, that's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way with Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.